Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and welcome to the Recital Hall at Johnson County Community College for a concert by the Kansas City duo, Aeolian Effect. Here's flutist Nancy Clark with harpist Roseanne Gortenberg.
By Gaetano Donizetti, who was born in 1797 And he is probably best known for his operas. He wrote about 70 of them. quite a few. So our name is Aeolian Effect. That's how you pronounce that weird looking word on your programs. And Aeolian is a word that connotes the sound of wind going through strings. So we thought it was appropriate, wind, and she's got wind and I've got strings. Makes sense to us. And actually, when I play outside, the wind will play the harp. So if I'm out playing something outside and the wind blows, you can hear this really interesting, I think beautiful sound. Except when, like, I'm playing the wedding march for a wedding and you're playing Here Comes the Bride and the wind starts playing the harp. I don't think that is so appreciated by the wedding party, but that's what you get when you have a wedding outside. So the next piece we're going to play, we're going to jump ahead a couple centuries. This piece was written in 2017, so it's a 21st century piece, Life Aquatic. And it was composed by Cindy Horsman, who is a harpist and a composer, and she lives in the Dallas area. She teaches at a college there, and she records, and she has toured, and she has a jazz duo with a bassist, and composes, and a performer, and so she's very versatile. When we decided we were going to put this on the program, I emailed her and said, you know, we're people who live in the middle of the country and we're not really around giant bodies of water all the time. And was there something she would like me to say about the piece? So I'm going to read you what she wrote. She said, "I love the Pacific Ocean and all of the life that it supports. I love the random spontaneity and repetition within the ocean and wanted to reflect this in the music. From the diversity of tide pools to the comical and playful nature of sea otters and the gentle, majestic motion of waves." And so there's a short prelude and then there are three movements, the tide pools, sea otters, and waves. Thank you.
recognize that from the world of opera, from Carmen, the world's most popular opera. And here's a little trivia tidbit. Carmen is the first opera where someone dies on stage. So you can amaze your friends at parties with that fact. Our next piece is written by a man named Michael Hoppe, who was not really trained as a musician, more trained as an artist. And he decided that he wanted to compose a whole album of pieces that were simple and beautiful. And with them, he painted a picture for each piece. So the name of the whole album is Quiet Storms, and the name of this piece is Quiet Storms. And it's one of our favorites, so we hope you like it. Thank you.
was the beautiful song, When You Wish Upon a Star. Some years back, the National Flute Association held its convention here in Kansas City. And I was asked to play on some pieces for flute and two harps. And I did, and it was a lot of fun. And there are, performances after performance after performance. So we did our thing, and then there was going to be somebody else performing. So we moved our harps off the stage as fast as you can move a harp off a stage, which is not real fast. And then there is a whole other thing that goes along once you get the harp off the stage. You got to get it out of everybody's way, and there's a giant cover, and it's a big deal. So it takes up space and time, and we're trying to rush. And while I'm packing up my harp, I see another harpist wheeling her harp into the room. And I didn't know her, and I thought, well, I better stay and see what she's going to do. So I did, and it was quite lovely, flute and harp. And I went up and told her how much I liked it and her playing. And she was from Iowa, and the piece had been composed by an Iowa composer there, Hal Eide. Hal Eide is trained in classical composition and flute, and he played flute for 36 years, and then he decided to retire, and he went into art, into visual arts, and I think now he works mostly with watercolors. But I contacted him about this piece, and he sent me the music, and that is how we came to Prairie Moon Waltz.
Thank you.
guitar by Adolf Hasselmann. He was a Belgian, a French harpist born in Belgium, who was very prolific composer and taught at the Paris Conservatory. And in fact, he wrote a lot of little harp solos. And this, in fact, was a solo, which has been arranged by two 20th century musicians. And before we play it, I'd like to just say thank you all for coming. And thank you especially to Doreen Morande for inviting us. And thank you to Johnson County Community College for supporting live local musicians.
That's the Kansas City duo, Aeolian Effect, with flutist Nancy Clark and harpist Roseanne Gortenberg, who've been playing around Kansas City as Aeolian Effect for over 25 years. Nancy Clark has degrees from KU and Emporia State, and although she now lives in Kansas City and plays plays for the Overland Park Orchestra and the Lenexa Community Orchestra. She taught flute at Bethany College in Lindsborg, Kansas, for 12 years. Roseanne Gortenberg got her music degree from the University of Wisconsin, having played with the Madison Symphony and the Kansas City Civic Orchestra. You can learn more about Aeolian Effect at kcharp.com and learn more about KPR's Classics Live while you're online too at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us for this flute and harp concert by Aeolian Effect here at Johnson County Community College, part of their Rural Joyce Recital Series. Chuck Smith recorded the concert. I'm Cordelia Brown, the Classics Live producer. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. At the Tomb of Couperin, music by Maurice Ravel. Recorded by Kansas Public Radio, back in the summer of 1993, in Topeka, at White Concert Hall, during the Sunflower Music Festival, one year that Russell Patterson was directing. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.